up, guys? Hope you guys are doing super well. Hope you guys are off to a fantastic day so far. As always, if you guys are on site right now, hope it's going nice and slow, nice and smoothly for you. If you guys are on... Wait, no, the other way around. If you guys are on site, I hope it's going nice and quickly and nice and cruisy. But if you're on R&R, I hope things are going nice and slow, nice and smoothly, and you're getting plenty of time to spend with those that are important.
Before we jump into it, guys, super important. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe wherever you are consuming this content from. And don't forget to get your mates on board with this. It's all about this. The 5 for Fit podcast show is all about helping you master your health and fitness on the lifestyle. And we want to get as many people tuning in and listening to this, because in order for us to change the culture on FIFO, we need to get everyone on board and tuning in. So appreciate your help in doing that. With that being said, we have an awesome show lined up for you guys, all about how to keep your mind right on FIFO and how to stay consistent. Now, today's episode was supposed to have at Vanessa Jane Carly on Instagram here. However, unfortunately, that audio recording got corrupted, so it's just going to be my voice today. Your host here, Cam Wild. I'll work at getting Vanessa back on at a future date, but until then, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Today, I was inspired. Actually, over the weekend, I was inspired I had this idea in my head, and I was kind of like, "Nah, I really need to tell the guys about this, because this is a really important part of making the change with the health and with your health and fitness." And I want to kind of premise what I'm talking about here about how to get your mind right, which is one of the biggest challenges with remaining consistent with your health and fitness is obviously consistency, right? Like staying on track. And there's a big misconception with this is that, you know, people think that once you start your health and fitness journey, that you're automatically now on that path and that you'll never, you know, revert or go back, kind of to where you are right now. And we all know, you know, we should all know by this point that that's absolutely not the case. You know, there are plenty of us who have started things in the past, you know, got some of the way there, but then ultimately fallen off the bandwagon and come tumbling right back down the hill and left us kind of, you know, exactly where we are now, and in a lot of cases much worse. So, you know, what is it that keeps us on track? How do we stay on track? And ultimately, how do we stay consistent? Because if we can figure out how to do this, then we only have to do it once. You only have to go through the journey once, and then you don't have to backtrack again, right? And ultimately, what it comes down to is how people perceive failure, right? How people look at the mistakes that we make throughout not just a health and fitness process, but any process, right? And it really comes down to your relationship that you have with failure. And a couple of prime examples here, guys, is that, you know, when you start a health and fitness journey and you're working out and all this kind of stuff, there are going to be days where, you know, there are going to be non-perfect days. There are going to be days where you fuck it all up, right? There are going to be days where you came home late because of the kids, or you forgot to do something and you didn't meal prep, and then the next day you were caught without meals and you didn't have energy to go to the gym, or, you know, there was an emergency at school when you're on R&R, so you had to go and pick up the kids or whatever, or when you're on site, you know, the bus was half an hour late, or the gym was packed, whatever the fuck it is, right? There are always going to be challenges throughout the process, and some cases we're able to, you know, move through these. You know, they're not that big of a bump, so we're pretty cool with it, right? We'll just keep moving forward. But in other cases, and particularly if you haven't conditioned and trained yourself to see the opportunities and stay on track, which is what we'll be talking about here, oftentimes these bumps will knock us off track, knock us off the road, and then, you know, as I say to people, one bad day can quickly turn, you know, one bad meal or, you know, one bad session can quickly turn into one bad day, can turn into a bad week, can turn right back to where you fucking started, right? And that's obviously what we want to avoid. And so what it really comes down to is your relationship with failure and understanding that along any journey, when you try anything and do anything new, you're going to fuck up. You're going to make mistakes, right? You're going to have bad days. You're going to have days where you don't nail it perfectly and all this kind of stuff. There are going to be days that you don't want to show up to the gym. And even when you do, you're only getting like a 50 or 60% session out, right? Or there are going to be days where you miss, you know, eating the right food and crib and all this kind of stuff. That's part of the process. But what you have to learn how to do, and what you know, what it really takes to master your health and fitness and master consistency with your health and fitness, is how you quickly get yourself back on the right train of thinking, right? Because ultimately, it's the way that we think which spirals us out of control. Because when you have this one bad day, you know, or you miss a meal or something like that, this bad thought pattern starts to come into our head, and we say, oh, we fucked it up, or, you know, what's the point now? There's no point in me going, oh, now I missed that gym session, and then I wasn't able to get to that one, and now I've missed the meal. And then it's like, what's the point? Why do I do this? There's no point. One beer can't hurt, one this can't hurt, blah, 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 and you spiral out of control, right? Whereas ultimately, you know, if you miss one meal, or if you miss one training session, or if you have a bad train, or something fucks up, it's like, that's totally cool. That shit happens, right? We can't plan for everything. We can plan for a lot, but there are a lot of things that are outside of our control. And if you look at it, if you kind of scale backwards and look down on you know, that hour, that day, that week, that month, that, you know, that quarter, that year of your life, it's a tiny little fucking speck. A tiny speck on the spectrum of the rest of, you know, the rest of your life, right? And, you know, when you think about it, you a lot of us let this tiny, tiny little fucking thing screw up the entire process, the entire rest of, you know, rest of our lives, right? Or down that track and down that journey. When you think of that, it's just fucking ridiculous, right? Like, just see it for what it is. It's like, yeah, we fuck up. Yeah, we make mistakes, and that's okay. But what's not okay is allowing yourself to fall down that thought pattern and ultimately end up where you started. So what you need to learn and what we need to develop is a way to go, hey, look, you know, I can put things in place to limit and minimize the chance of me making mistakes and fucking up, obviously preparing and having the right strategy and all this kind of stuff, the right coach and mentor for those of you who need them, and accountability partners, me. But then there are also going to be variables that are outside of our control. And knowing that these things are going to come up, knowing that these things are going to happen, then we need to have a strategy to back that process up. So when we do fuck up, we need to have a strategy for when we fuck up. Okay, I fucked up, you know, I missed this, I did this, or whatever. What do I need to do here? And what I teach my clients to do in particular, and throughout the process, help them to do themselves, is to put your fucking hand up. To call yourself out and say, I fucked up, I made a mistake, right? And I need some help. Yeah, put your hand up and say, hey, I need some help. I need some, like, help me get back on track here. Help me to think in the right way. You know, how do I do these, you know, how do I get myself back on track and move in the right direction? But one way that you can do this yourself, and one method that I do myself, which is so, so, so important, and I've spoken about this before, is it's ultimately, it's the switch. We go from positive thinking that I'm on track, I'm doing good, I'm kicking goals, to something bad happens or whatever, negative thinking, oh, you know, I'm a piece of shit, I fucked up, blah, 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 blah. You know, what's the point of doing this? You know, why did I even start? Blah, blah, right? In those moments, when this shit happens, there's two things you really want to do. Number one is you want to change your environment, right? Have you ever noticed that when you get home, you know, you instantly feel relaxed, you instantly feel chilled, unless you've got a dodgy situation back at home. You know, you'll go home and there's a sense of security, there's a sense of relaxation, which is much different to when you get up on site. You're a little bit more upright, you're a little bit paying a little bit more attention, because it's a different environment. Work environment is, you know, you're there to work, you're there to be productive and all this kind of stuff. When you're home, it's different. When you're at the gym, it's different. When you go to a park, it's different. You know, on walks, whatever, it's different, right? So different environments have different ways of, basically we respond differently in different environments, right? So, and that is one of the easiest way to change your train of thought. It's one of the easiest way to kind of shock the system to be like, okay, cool, well, let's think differently. I'm in a different environment, I'm going to think differently, right? When you're on holiday, you think much differently from when you're back at home. You have some of your best ideas on holiday, right? You guys know what I'm talking about. But it's not just changing your environment. That's step number one. And in some cases, I understand that you can't, right? There are some cases, maybe you're at work and it's the start of the day or whatever. You can't really change your environment. You want to change your environment as soon as you possibly can. The second thing that you want to do is you want to plug in positivity, right? You want to, you know, you want to basically have someone tell you the way that you need to be thinking. And I know this might sound weird, But basically, what I do is that when I'm not thinking straight, when I'm not when I'm in a kind of negative self-talk where I'm beating myself up about something I did wrong or the way, you know, whatever it is, you know, that's bullshit. That's not true, right? And so I can spend a lot of time, effort, and energy, you know, telling myself I'm a piece of shit or I'm not doing something properly or whatever it is, or I could spend that time, you know, talking to me about all the lessons that I'm learning from this and all the positive, and then figuring out a way to look at things differently and then focus on the positives of that event or whatever it is that came up. And the way that I do this is by listening to audiobooks, by listening to mentors, people who have been in same or in a lot of cases much more challenging environments that I have. And they talk to me about their lessons and how they, you know, what they learned from these instances and how they were able to move themselves out of that space and what they, you know, what they took away from that, and to give me that knowledge and talk to me about how I should be thinking, because in that point in time, I'm not thinking correctly. And as I said, the way that I do this is I listen to audiobooks, I listen to podcasts, and I plug myself in until I'm thinking in the right direction. And then I can take it out, right? But I do this by habit every single day. And the thing that I wanted to share with you guys is, the first book that I wanted to recommend and share with you guys, that every single person absolutely needs to be great. If you want to make a change and want to make a permanent change, this is how you do it. Like if you want to, you can play the hocus focus, you know, we can make it all airy-fairy and all this kind of stuff. But the reality of it is the way that you think. Health and fitness is quite simple, it's quite easy, and for those of you who are doing my programs or have done them in the past, you'll attest to it, right? I'm saying the same things every single week, drilling it into your skull, because it is that simple. You know, it's not easy, but it's simple, right? And what it comes down to, the ones that are successful versus the ones that are not with their health and fitness, are the ones that are thinking in the right way, and they have the right thought pattern. And for those of you who really struggle with a lot of kind of positive thinking and self-belief and all this kind of stuff, as I did, by the way, in the past, the way that you do this is you have someone else tell you the way that you need to be thinking. And one of the things that I highly, highly recommend, and I speak to a lot of people about, a lot of my clients, I get onto this book, it's called Extreme Ownership. And it's written by U.S. Navy SEALs Jocko Willink and Leif Babin. You can download this on Audible, which is on Android, or you can download it on like Apple Books or something like that if you're on iPhone. I think it's $15. Download it, listen to it. It's 8.5 hours. You don't have to read anything. You just plug it in like you're listening to a podcast or music or whatever. And the book is amazing. The book is it's not about glorifying war or any of like we're so fucking cool. Look at us, we've got guns and all this kind of bullshit. It's all about how some of the most elite people in the entire world, both on a physical and mental level, how they make decisions in life or death scenarios, and they talk about the leadership principles that come from being at that level, you know, at literally the highest level of physical and mental capacity, right? These guys are being put into the most extreme situations and circumstances where there are so many different variables that are happening and so many different things that could go wrong, and how they basically stop everything and then go down a list and systematically make the most effective decision in that time frame, and how they keep themselves on track, moving in the right direction. Phenomenal book. And like I said, it's not about glorifying war or any of that bullshit. It's about, and they're very respectful in how they write the book as well, but it's incredibly gripping, incredibly well written, and it has some amazing life lessons that will really help switch your mind onto the right track and start to really have you think in a different way, which is going to keep you moving down the direction that you want. And that's ultimately what is going to solve the problem that you're having. If you're someone who's really struggled with health and fitness in a long time, kind of overcoming this bump and this hurdle and this plateau, sort your thinking out. And the best way to do that is plugging yourself into a great book. So Extreme Ownership, if you guys want more information, just enter it in the comments below. And yeah, that's all I wanted to share with you guys. So I hope this was of value to you. Hope you got a lot out of this this live video. And as always, if you guys have any questions, anything you want to know, pop them in the comment section below. Happy to help out. And thank you so much for everyone who jumped on and joined this. Hope you guys are having a fantastic day so far. I've been Cam Wild, and I'll see you guys very shortly.